The University of Arkansas system this year changed health insurance plans. Cost savings were cited as the main reason. But as Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, behavioral health care providers who serve the U of A population are encountering barriers under the new plan.
The University of Arkansas system maintains a self-funded health plan for 35,000 lives across 11 universities and colleges, as well as six educational units. The UA contracts with the third-party administrator, or TPA, to process claims and provide administrative services that used to be QualChoice, hired in 1995. January 1st, the UA changed over to United Medical Resources, UMR, after considered review by a select group of stakeholders and advice from an expert consultant. Cost savings to the UA, access to national networks, and top-notch management tools were cited as a reason for the shift, but behavioral health care providers who serve the UA community claim UMR is discriminating against them. At a meeting with concerned faculty mid-March, UA System President Dr. Donald Bobbitt conceded there may be a problem.
They have good contracts with the hospitals and with the providers in this state, most of whom we were already using. I think the overlap was 99%. The exception being in mental health services.
University of Arkansas Fayetteville microbiology professor Dr. Tim Krall is president of the Faculty Senate.
Well, the first question is how will things be different? And we were told that they weren't going to be different at all. And then we had a rude awakening with this mental health care provider issue. It turns out that our new healthcare system, UMR, was not reimbursing the mental health care providers at anything close to what QualChoice was. And the numbers that I heard were roughly 50%.
Dr. Krall first caught wind of the problem last January from colleagues who were in treatment.
But we found out that a lot of the mental health care providers had not signed on. The university, our campus, had a temporary solution of ensuring people who were using the mental health care providers that they would continue to reimburse them at the previous rate through June 30th until everything was straightened out. But my understanding is things are not getting straightened out right now. My most recent information is that UMR made offers to some of the mental health care providers that most of them have turned down.
But psychotherapist William Sim says he's tried to make a go of it. His clinic is located on Center Street, just west of the town square in Fayetteville. He treats adults struggling with depression and anxiety, among other things. And many of his clients are from the UA community.
And what you're seeing is a constriction of reimbursement to the providers. They're wanting us to provide the same services for less amounts of money. So each administrative group that's come in here is basically cut fee reimbursement. So my contract with QualChoice was about, I'm going to say, 75% of my normal fee, and I agreed to it because I like the population. UMR has come in, and they are now offering reimbursement at the tune of about 40%.
To manage reduced reimbursement, UMR told Sims to cut therapy sessions from 1 hour to 45 minutes, a suggestion, he said, that is not ethical. Although he's had no qualms with UMR agents he's encountered on the phone, he believes the reduced reimbursement is a means to frustrate and discourage providers from signing up. Fewer providers, fewer claims, less work for UMR, he said. Sims' office manager, Candy Simmons, is responsible for filing insurance claims, a complex process to begin with, made even more so by UMR, she said.
Well, just getting hold of a live person is difficult. I mean, I have to call and enter all the patient information, then wait for a fax, and they give me a passcode, and then I call back with that passcode, and then I give that information again to someone on the phone who transfers me to somebody else, and I give that information again to somebody over the phone, and then we get down to, you know, what my issue is.
UMR's third-party administrative interface with providers is described as state-of-the-art, but Simmons says the automation can be unbearable and time-consuming. She's also just completed what typically is a two-month enrollment process onto UMR's network. It was initiated last September. But beyond all that, psychotherapist William Sims hopes the reimbursement rates will be investigated. And he's also been communicating with colleagues in the field about the UMR situation.
Oh, yes. I mean, basically, there is a fairly widespread response to this from the mental health community. I mean, there's a kind of a underlying unionization of this among mental health professionals to actually refuse to participate. And there's basically a talk of boycotting the entire system as a way of getting the administration to look at this. There is some speculation that this may be in violation of federal regulations. You're not allowed to actually compensate less for mental health than you are for any other medical services. It's a fair pay law.
Last month, a class action lawsuit was filed in U.S. District Court in New York City against United Health, the parent company of UMR, reportedly for alleged violations of parity laws, which mandate that reimbursement for mental health claims be equitable to medical claims. According to its website, United Health net earnings from operations of the publicly traded company in 2012 were listed at $9.3 billion. Back at the University of Arkansas system in 2012, it expended $177 million on health care, with a $4 million loss as of June 30th, 2012 fiscal year. The deficit was made up from reserves, and that is a primary reason, says Ann Kemp, vice president of administration for the University of Arkansas system. An RFP was issued, a request for proposals from new health plan third-party administrators.
Let's see, I believe we had five responses to the RFP. We looked at a number of things. We looked at the TPA's ability to service an account of our size. We looked at the admin fees that they quoted. We looked at the extensiveness of their network access, their care management opportunities for our members. There were just a number of factors that we looked at. But the primary motivation in issuing that RFP was to hold down premium cost increases.
Ann Kemp says approximately 9,000 individuals are currently enrolled in the UA Fayetteville Campus Health Plan, and of those, 300 sought mental health care. The network for mental health providers is operated by Optum Behavioral Health, a subsidiary of United Healthcare. 99% of medical providers serving the UA system under the previous plan have opted into UMR, and although Ann Kemp could not provide a percentage on behavioral health providers, she says UMR has done a good job enrolling an adequate number.
And we have 57 master's level clinicians and 9 psychiatrists and 21 psychologists. I'm not sure that's a network deficit. Now, I do think we still have some work to do in the area of psychiatrists, and I've asked them to continue those efforts, which they're doing. At that level of network staffing, I believe 81% of our UA Fayetteville members who sought mental health services last year will now be in network with their provider.
It's only Northwest Arkansas therapists that appear to have an issue with UMR, Ann Kemp said. But she had not heard the allegations that UMR had directed therapists to reduce appointment duration time to meet lower reimbursement levels. As a self-funded health plan provider, the UA assumes all liability and risk in exchange for increased control over the plan's administration and funding levels. The UA sets things like in-network and out-of-network levels, copay and co-insurance levels, deductibles and out-of-pocket max. But Ann Kemp says the UA has no dealings with compensatory schedules, which fall under confidentiality agreements between providers and carriers.
No, we don't. We don't get involved in the provider reimbursement contracts at all.
So that places the battle for equitable premium reimbursement squarely in the hands of disenfranchised psychologists and counselors in Northwest Arkansas. As for employee premium rates, a perennial question, Ann Kemp said the UA system, which pays UMR a per enrollee fee, did not have to raise rates this year. But next year, that's a different story. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.